Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record. I hope all of you are doing just fabulous wherever, whenever you are receiving this transmission. It has been, an intense couple days in my world. I mean, life just gets more intense all the time, it seems. Just so much... So much energetic movement, right? I'm sure you guys are feeling it too. If I'm feeling it, you're feeling it in your own way because we're close reflections or you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. And yeah, so I'm going to share a little bit and then possibly, just depending on how it flows, read from a book, I think. So first thing I wanted to share with you guys is those of you who've been listening for a long time have heard me talk about my story of, you know, being betrayed with past business partners and, you know, that whole thing. I mean, it happened soon after I launched the podcast. And so, especially those who've been listening a long time, it's been, you know, it's a big part of my journey and my own hero's journey tale, I suppose. And if you've read the Golden Key, I, you know, even touch on it in there as well. And, so funny enough, the day, and I think I may have mentioned this, I kind of forget what I say sometimes on the air and off air, but the day we had just ordered the physical books, I heard from my ex-partner. It had been over 5 years, and he had had a very powerful experience in a guided meditation where it had happened multiple times, but I suppose this was the most powerful, where my higher self had come to him in this meditation, and then, you know, he was also working with an intuitive. And yeah, that she was like, you know, he had this powerful experience there and then came out of the meditation. And this woman that he was working with shared that, like, hey, you're going to do something with, you need to contact him. You're going to do something with a book with him. Now, little did he know, I had just, you know, ordered copies of my book where he makes a guest appearance, right? I mean, I haven't talked to him in over 5 years. And so it was really interesting timing to see his name pop up on my phone, took the call. It was, you know, a little jarring, you know, at first. I'm kind of like, he's in this very elated state from what he had just experienced and shares with me that he had been, you know, in a couple years on a very fast track spiritual awakening himself. And, it, you know, after our last interactions, he had a really, really tough time, was, you know, even suicidal. And as it, I laugh because as he put it to me when I just talk met with him yesterday, which is what I'm leading up to, but he was like, yeah, I mean, I might have killed myself if I wasn't such a wuss. So he had a really tough time, and now he is really thriving. And, you know, it's so funny because part of even my pain around it was him and another partner. You know, there's four main partners total: my brother, me, my brother, and two others. He was like a brother to me and a longtime friend. And then this fourth guy was like newer on the scene. And when those two got together, everything shifted, and that's where things got ugly. And their kind of whole thing was that I was crazy, you know, talking about all the spiritual stuff, and just, he really painted me in a negative light and sort of, you know, kind of stepping on my neck to get higher, if you will. And so, yeah, it was very, very challenging. And I also was aware that it was happening for me, not to me. And, you know, I really forgave him the moment after it happened. I wrote an email, you know, just on Christmas Eve, 2015. And, you know, it was really, even then it was like, look, obviously I'm separating myself at this point, but, you know, just basically even in that moment, I understood, you know, it's a little soul in the sun, right? It's the journey of forgiveness. And, you know, yeah, we have all kinds of synchronicity. His baby mama has my birthday, his grandmother had my birthday. And so, yeah, you guys have heard me talk about this over the years. So yesterday, so we had our first call going back right when I ordered the books month plus ago or whatever. Then talked to him. He called me again, and I talked to him for the first time with, you know, in a more normal state. And then I decided yesterday, we decided to meet up. And talk through everything, just catch up and talk through everything. And it was very intense, emotional. You know, we both cried. There was tears. There was a big, you know, definite apology and, you know, clearing and, you know, all the things you could hope for, right? It was definitely a redemption story. And it's just crazy because, I mean, I show up and his shirt is I Am Loving Awareness. His house is like zenned out. He's like doing really, really well and like starting to host like retreats at his place and just so deep down this rabbit hole. You know, he's been using plant medicines for the first time back when we were partners and friends. And keep in mind, the split happened like 5 years ago, right? Well, December 24th, 2015, to be exact, the official split. You know, we were business partners and like best friends, brothers, I mean, for, you know, almost a decade prior to that. So anyway, you know, it was always like, Brandon, yeah, you talk about all the stuff. Okay, yeah, maybe so, you know, whatever. And he was, you know, pretty definitely semi-interested, you know, but not ever really like going down the path. And then, you know, like me. And then, of course, towards the end, it was like, I'm just crazy and they're painting me in that light, and, you know, and then proceed to do some very ugly things from, you know, from my perspective and my brother's. And yeah, you've heard it all, so I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, it just, wow, to see how he, I mean, the last thing, we met for like 8 hours yesterday, and the last thing he's like, well, I said you were crazy for 10 years or so at least, and now I guess I'm the crazy one, you know, because he's like so into like Ram Dass and like, you know, helping their foundation. And just, he's one of these guys who does everything to an extreme. Like, he's very intense individual. And so, I mean, I literally just have stacks of books at his house that he gifts to people, you know, and he doesn't do anything, you know, small. Like, you know, he had five Ferraris, and, you know, like, it's just like, he's just like, it's insane. And now, of course, he's like, I'm minimizing all the things in my life, and how do I help as many people as possible? How can I help you? How can I, you know? And it's like I always knew sort of intuitively that this would probably come to pass. It just felt like it would, you know, even though I maybe didn't really vocalize it too much. It didn't surprise me. I mean, even in that last message I sent to him, I said, maybe years down the road, we can connect again, you know, or just talk, you know, but please don't contact me until what I remember I wrote. And so, yeah, it was very, very, you know, intense clearing. And yeah, just redemption. It's such a great redemption story. And those of you been listening a long time, you know it. You probably heard me reference it 20 times over the years, you know? And even in all of that, I think what the lesson and message even here is, like, even in all of the pain that the experience precipitated for me, I never slipped into victimhood in the way that it was, oh my gosh, this thing was perpetrated upon me, this betrayal by a, you know, brother and friend and someone I had actually given, you know, equity in my company that I started. And then they sort of like tried to screw me over, whatever the story, right? However I've painted it, even in the, and experienced it, even in the, you know, the heart of that, I knew that it was like the story of the little soul and the son, and the fact that it's like, this is giving me the opportunity to forgive. And so I wanted to share it today, well, because it's happening now. It just literally happened. And as far as us getting together for the first time, and I know there's many of you out there that have the same story in your own way, shape, or form. And so, you know, I encourage you, it doesn't mean go run and chase down the person who maybe did you wrong. I certainly didn't do that, you know, but when he was ready, he had had experienced so much growth, first, so much hardship. Like, you know, I mean, he gained 100+ pounds. He was like, you know, I said suicidal. Now he's like in like the best shape of his life and just, you know, doing all the healthy things. And so he went through his own hell, right? And karma definitely had its way with him. And now he's being really smiled upon and, you know, with the abundance that's, coming into his life, and he's really wanting to do real good with it. So think in terms of, you know, if you have someone in your life who has really hurt you, you know, I take even my brother, for example, who is a part of that equation, right? And he has real trouble with the forgiveness piece of it. He has real trouble letting go. You know, it's like, and in a way that's, it actually worries me about him, because it's like, you know, that much hate or anger towards someone, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And so if you are experiencing that towards someone, I really encourage you to feel into what my path was with this. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it was hard. Yes, I, you know, had tears over it yesterday and even prior to that, right? And I trusted the process. And I knew that even everything that he had done and the way he behaved, and I knew well enough, it's like the animal that's got their leg caught in a trap, right? They're hurting. They're scared. You come to try and help them, they try and bite you, right? It's the same kind of thing. It's, if someone has done you really wrong and you're really hurting over it, like, just stop for a moment and think, how could they have done this thing to you, this awful thing that that they did? You have to be really, really in a dark place yourself. And as I talked to him about it yesterday, it's like, yeah, I was so just, you know, frightened and scared and angry and in my ego and, you know, and I just didn't know what I was doing. You know, I was like a tornado. You know, it wasn't just you. It was like my girlfriend of years and years. He just lied to her face every day, and infidelity, and just like, you know, just a, you know, and then there was alcohol on top of that, which had really, like, you know, made things worse. So I just want to encourage everyone who's somewhere in this journey with someone that they deeply care about who has really hurt them, to just, you know, redemption happens. And I believe redemption has happened for me because I truly found a healthy place with all of this. I found, you know, I didn't hold on to anger. It would come up maybe sometimes. I'd think about it and be, you know, a little hurt or whatever. But for the most part, it's like, I just knew it was happening for me, not to me. And that it was giving me, you know, you guys who've heard this story, I'll share it again for those who haven't, but months before it all went down, and basically what went down, I'll just real brief, you know, we were, my company, I started it, brought my brother in very quickly, brought this third person in, my close friend, you know, maybe in the first year. About year four into the company, we're just like, you know, we're doing $10 million a year in revenue. We're growing big time. We bring in this kind of big wig guy who'd done a lot of, who'd exited and sold companies for a lot of money his own and just had more experience than the rest of us three. And so when that fourth person came in, my friend, the third partner, everything changed in the way he treated me. The two of them became like, it was not pretty, the manipulation and energy towards me and my brother, particularly towards me. And it was, you know, very harmful, hurtful, but anyway, you know, around the time the fourth guy came in, we definitely were bumping heads a little bit. Those two were starting to really shift their energy towards me. I decided to step away from day-to-day operations and launch this podcast and focus on this world. And, you know, to them, I was just like kind of nuts or whatever. And the fourth guy was able to do what we brought him in for, get us to be off an offer to be bought out, you know, and we received an offer to be bought out for $30 million. And within 12 hours of that, offer, we lost 90% of our revenue. We were doing vacation rentals through booking.com was our biggest partner at the time. And within 12-hour period of getting the offer, after many months of, you know, them like looking at doing it and due diligence and everything, we hear from booking.com, hey, even though we're doing tremendous amount of business with you guys, we've partnered with, you know, basically a competitor that was way bigger than us. They own 1 in 4 hotel chains, biggest hotel developer in the world, wanted partnered with them and put specific verbiage to push us out. And so that was hard enough. But then, you know, those two sort of, we uncovered that they were trying to, you know, figure out how to reallocate and everything so that they could somehow recapitalize essentially and without and push me and my brother completely out, even though we're the founders, really. And so, you know, I uncovered this. And what happened was, you know, 3 months before the last time I'd spent any significant time with my friend, I went on a little weekend thing with him. And energy was already way different then. It was kind of, you know, the first time we'd really hung out in a long time. And I remember him asking me and saying, hey, you know, what would you do, Brandon, if, you know, your podcast really blew up and it turned into a big thing and then the rest of our partners sued you and tried to get some part of it because you started it while you still were like working day to day here, which is a very weird question. And it shows someone who kind of thinks in a way like that, like what? And so I was kind of taken back by like, it was like a hypothetical question, but shows insight into how their minds were, you know? And I was like, I'd probably give it to them because I'm infinitely abundant and I would just manifest more of whatever, you know, which of course that's probably that's the eye roll answer to on their, his end, I'm sure. And then months later, we uncovered that they were trying to, you know, recapitalize and, without our awareness. And I said, you know what? You don't have to take what's left. You can have it. We've uncovered what you're doing. I just want away from you guys. And, that's what we did. We walked, you know, I mean, weeks earlier, we had had a $30 million offer on the table. Not easy. As you can imagine. Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Noom. Noom is a unique habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food. And it's not a diet. No food is considered good or bad. As we talk about on this show all the time, it's all about proper balance and having good habits. And Noom just teaches you how to look within your own mind and make better decisions for yourself. Sounds familiar, right? It's based in psychology, eating better to feel better. It focuses on the story that we tell around food and how to feel good about our choices. And they make it all super easy to do with a minimal commitment of only 10 minutes a day, which is essential for someone like me with so much on my plate. Pun intended. So if you guys would like to try out the cognitive behavioral approach to losing weight that has led to 80% of Noomers finishing the program and 60% sticking to their goals for at least 1 year, head over to noom.com/positive head to start your trial today. That's spelled Noom.com /positivehead. I mean, what do you have to lose except outdated habits and perhaps a few extra pounds by signing up for the trial? Once again, that's noom.com/positivehead. Check it out. You know, I was able to, even in that moment, forgive. And so I want, this story that I really haven't shared in a very long time to act as a reminder that, you know, if you can, it doesn't mean you run back to the person and say, you know, do something else awful to me or abuse me or whatever, if you're not, you know, but forgive for yourself. Do it for yourself. Because if you're holding on to that anger, that hate, that, you know, thing that, it, like I said, it's been very interesting because me and my brother have processed it very differently. And it really worries me how much animosity he has over it. And I'm like, don't you know, this is like your soul's narrative. Your soul wrote this script. I mean, ours came down. Can you imagine get a $30 million offer and then lose 90% of your revenue within 12 hours, which of course blew up that offer, right? And then your friend tries to take it and blah, blah, blah. The whole thing is just like, it's a narrative. It's an orchestrated narrative. And by the way, out of the ashes of that, me and my brother started something new that never has gotten as big as what that company was. But right now, like, there's some really cool stuff happening with it where it very well could be and much bigger. It's all of a sudden like some really interesting things and really amazing partner potential. And, you know, so I always had the feeling that would happen too. So I'm kind of seeing this stuff play out. And it's like, I got to think and know, and I know in my heart, it's like by being such a big person with the way I processed it and dealt with it. And I'm not saying it was easy, but not holding on to anger and sending love and knowing that what I dealt with, although painful, came from someone who is in pain. Hurt people. And, hurt people can get better. I just saw it yesterday. And, you know, I never seen him. I don't know if I ever seen him cry or be so. I mean, his shirt said, "I am loving awareness," that he made a billion of them probably because that's what he does. Everything in excess. So now he's in excess on like helping people and spreading like positive messages. And it's so funny. It's like, the irony is just, wow, you know, it's just like, and of course, simultaneously, of course, that's what's happening. Of course, he's loving awareness now and saying, how can I help you? And, you know, all of that. So hold that vision and tell the same story. Like you just have had the opportunity to be love, to be loving awareness, to, even though someone has wronged you, you can know they did it because they were just like him. He was miserably scared and angry and just lost. And now it's like out of that has come something really beautiful, right? And so if you can hold that vision, you have, I can't make any promises what will or won't transpire as far as redemption in your own story, but I guarantee you, if you hold that vision, the chances of stepping into a high timeline where there is some kind of redemption and out of that, you know, mud, a lotus blooms, something beautiful comes from the pain that was precipitated. Certainly holding on to anger and it's like, you know, judging the bear that's got his leg caught in a trap that you go try and set free who attacks you. Same thing, right? So it's like, really, you're going to spend your time and precious energy being mad at the bear who's just scared and angry and got all this aggression it's processing, right? And not knowing which way to go and what to do and how to get out of it. And, you know, the world's closing in around you. Yeah. So, yeah, it feels really good. And here's a great little synchronicity for you guys. I actually went to his place to meet up. And I get to his place and, you know, we're sitting down and talking and, you know, it's like super, super nice and zenned out. It's just like, okay, cool. All right. This is who you are now. All right. In comes his wife and she's wearing a Def Leppard shirt. So of course I'm like, oh, great shirt, you know. And those of you who have read The Golden Key know there's some Def Leppard-ness in it. that just a random thing that led to me writing about Def Leppard in our book. So, and then so I'm like, oh, that I actually, because we were talking about the book even in that moment, he had just read it and was, you know, wanting a bunch of copies to start gifting to people with his other stacks of books he's been gifting to everyone he can. And then I basically, you know, mentioned that. And he's like, oh, yeah, did you know where we're sitting right now used to be the amphitheater in town here? And of course, they got rid of it. And now it's a neighborhood. And he's like, this is the exact location where that the amphitheater used to be. That hill right there was the grassy area. And he pointed to his backyard. He's like, that's the first concert I ever went to is right here where I live now. And guess what the concert was? Can you guys guess? I bet you can guess. Def Leppard. So, yeah, if you haven't read The Golden Key yet, yeah, go get it. And you can read about Def Leppard there. It's a funny thing that I basically, yeah, I won't go into what I talk about, but yeah. So that was a cool little synchronicity I thought I would share. Otherwise, I think, you know, reading today. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who maybe you're just hearing about the book for the first time, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, you can download it with as my gift to you, goldenkey.gift, and use the code POSITIVEHEAD for the audio or ebook at checkout. But yeah, I don't think I'll get to reading today. This went a little longer than I thought it would, but maybe next time we shall do it. In the meantime, I have a song for you guys. I'm going to play another song that I have a really great synchronicity from years ago, too. Won't share it now. Maybe another day. Ask me sometime, and I'll share it, perhaps. But the song seemed appropriate, and it was just popped up on my feed here, so I'm going to share it. It is a remake of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World, by Israel. I won't even try and pronounce his very long Hawaiian last name, and it's a really good remake. I hope you guys enjoy. Just remember, you know, all the healing, love, all the redemption, all of it is somewhere over the rainbow. It truly is coming. If it doesn't come back in this life, it's coming. It's coming your way. Like all the rights that you are going to be wronged, it's all one giant story of redemption in the end. And that goes for all the things that you've done that you're not proud of. And just start being loving awareness now. That's going to get you there the quickest. And it's going to, more importantly, it's going to bring peace and love to the now moment, which is really all any of us can do. It's the only thing we can do. It is the thing to do. And it makes everything better. Till next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. Also, quickly, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you to download The Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the code POSITIVEHEAD. I also wanted to remind you that I will now be doing a live Q&A every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time on the new social audio app Clubhouse. I have really been wanting to connect and interact with all of you more for quite some time, and I'm super excited to now have two new ways to do it. First, if you're already on Clubhouse, be sure to follow me and click the little bell on my profile and select to always be notified when I go live on the Clubhouse app. And if you'd like to connect on an even more intimate Zoom gathering once a month, now you can do that too by registering at goldenkey.gift.
up, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh, why can't I? Well, I see trees of green and red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Way up high, and the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I?
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.